We're live. We're drafting on Underdog, the single greatest platform ever to exist in human nature. We're going to draft against 11 other people today. Where art thou? There we are. Put me in the screen. And if you want to draft with us, then go join the Discord. We dropped the link to draft. These are all people from the BDG Discord. Free to join. Link down below. Now, Underdog, if you're new to the platform, the settings are 12 teams. You start one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, and one tight end. I am picking from the 112. I don't know if I've done, I'm not sure if I've done a piece of content picking from the turn here, but that's kind of juicy. The turn makes you really reach for your guys. It's get your fucking guy, Shijin, right? You can't wait for value. The title of this stream was best values in each round. You know, I wanted to talk round by round, my favorite, like just straight up value picks. Doesn't look like I'm going to get that there. The 112-2-1. I do kind of like where it is only for the fact that I feel like I'll be able to get two semi sexy wide receivers, but we'll see. Jefferson and Chase. We'll throw the board up for you guys so you can see it. So Jefferson, Chase, C-Mac, how's everybody doing? Shirt tuck, been tough. Of course, shirt's tuck. Come on now.
Yeah.
Hit that like. Correct, correct, correct. 51 people in here and fucking 6 likes. What is this? What is this? It's a worse ratio than a fucking Penn State frat party. Also, if you are new to Underdog, if you have not yet signed up for the platform, all of these drafts are money drafts. So you actually put in $3 at worst, at least. You can go up to, I think they got like $1,000 drafts in here. So every time you're drafting against somebody, the draft situations are real. The ADP is super real, okay? So everybody's actually trying. You're not going to get kickers in the fourth. Of course, you're not going to get kickers in the fourth. We don't draft with fucking kickers. Thank God. But this site will absolutely prepare you for your season-long drafts. So go download the Underdog app. Use promo code BDGE when you do so, and they're going to hit you with a 100% deposit match. Wide receivers going off early and often. Jefferson, C-Mac, Kelce, Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Cooper Kupp, Bijan Robinson. So basically looking at the first round of drafts, Cooper Kupp kind of seems to me to be the best value going off right now. Would anyone argue that if he's healthy, as long as he's healthy, he's going to compete to be the wide receiver one in fantasy this year? I don't think you'd get a lot of good arguments out of that. And I'm kind of a believer of that. Everything I've heard out of LA camp is that Stafford seems to be healthy. He's thriving. He's looking good. He's looking juicy. He's looking sexy. All of the above. And Kupp, I'm not really necessarily worried about the injury. It's not like a torn ACL or anything like that. So he'll be back. Eckler goes off. All right. Now we're sitting at the turn here. And I guess, oh man, I actually don't like this turn at all. So we can go with Devontae Adams, but I actually have a piece of content coming out later this week on why I want to fade Devontae Adams. So why don't we take two young wide receivers here? Let's take Garrett Wilson, and let's take Jaylen Waddle, who I love. Yeah, I left Devontae Adams, and I left Amon Ross St. Brown on the board. What of it? Garrett Wilson, obviously intriguing. One of the better just all-around route runners and playmakers already at this point of his super young career in the NFL. The dude is a beast in terms of like separating from man, from press, from all of the above. He's going to be in the elite tier sooner rather than later. Now you've got Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball, so that's going to be some magic out here in the Apple. And Jaylen Waddle, I've talked enough about Jaylen Waddle this offseason already. Him with Tua on the field, his splits are crazy, averaging like 18, 19 fantasy points per game when Tua's on the field. I expect nothing less. Both those guys are big playmakers. So the reason I kind of like them over Amon-Ra St. Brown is because Amon-Ra had one play of 40 yards last year. He's just not a downfield playmaker. And it's cool if it's full PPR, but this is half PPR, you know? This is half PPR. So we need a little bit more juice. We need a little bit more juice. Devontae Adams, Saquon, now you're seeing the run of running backs. You're seeing the run of running bikes. I'm not up for a while. Let's take some questions in the chat as we see the draft board kind of rip by. That slow draft lean is going to take forever. Yep. I mean, that's literally the point of slow drafts. That's the beautiful part about underdog drafts is, like, if you don't have the time to sit here and do a draft where it's 30 seconds per pick, they also have slow drafts where it's 8 hours per pick, which is might seem weird if you've never done a slow draft, but it's great because you just get a notification on your phone when it's your pick. You don't have to worry about it. So if you go throw $10 onto the underdog app, use code BDG, you'll have $20. Therefore, you can do 6 different slow drafts at once. And then, like, every hour, every 2 hours, you'll get a notification saying you're on the clock in one of your drafts. It's really, really fun. And it's cool because if you start them all at the same time, you end up being on the clock around the same time in the same rounds. And you could see, like, the difference between where players are going. And it gets you super, super prepped for your drafts. The Penn State slander is crazy. It's crazy, but is it incorrect? That's the question. Yeah, your worst slogan. You should go back to Welcome Bike. What's my worst slogan? How many slogans I got? Yeah, your girl Kelsey been putting in work in the Discord. Shout out, need it for sure. Yes, Kelsey's a fucking beast. Kelsey's basically just doing Sexy's job for him, which is why we're sending him back to Canada. So shout out to Kelsey for sure. Started Cup, Waddle, Higgins, Burrow, first 4. Love it. Wow, Aaron Jones up at the 212. Holy sheesh. I feel like he's a 4th, 5th round pick right now. But B-Dog, you're going to like my video tomorrow. You're going to like my video tomorrow, the fact that you just selected Aaron Jones. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. What is your view of Debo? I'm off of him this year for sure. I am nervous about the passing offense. His splits, once C-Mac came over to the team, are devastating to his fantasy production. I think that is the bigger I think that's the biggest, like, detriment to Debo Samuel is, like, he's the guy who gets all the passes around the line of scrimmage and use him in the screen game, but C-Mac is the GOAT at that. So his volume comes down on that. And that alone. And I think Brandon Ayuk, like, you know, he finally had his breakout. He had, you know, way more receiving production than Debo did last year. So it's not, I mean, Debo, I mean, 2 years ago was just at insane rates of scoring. He had like 8 rushing touchdowns. That shit ain't happening. All the running backs in that offense got hurt. He's third round's too early for me. I think I got Debo down at like wide receiver 25 maybe or something in my rankings. Thoughts on Nico Collins? I'm pretty good there. They brought in like 95 weapons on that team. Robert Woods, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, John Mechie's back. I heard in a podcast, I think it was the Establish a Run podcast too, that apparently the new coaching staff does not feel like Nico Collins is like a great fit for their team. All right, we're almost bike up. I wish Amari Cooper or Ramondre Stevenson fell to me there, but neither did, which is devastating. Travis Etienne off the board. I was actually going to look at Travis Etienne because I have almost no exposure to him, and I like to diversify the rev a little bit. All right, so we can go with a quarterback here, but I'd rather not. I think I'd rather just take the chance on stacking Jalen Waddle with Tua like later in the draft rather than going with him here. So I'm going to put Ridley in the queue, who I feel really, really good with Trevor Lawrence, who gives me another stack option. I think Calvin Ridley is going to be like a legit wide receiver one this year in fantasy, probably close to top 12. And then do we take another wide receiver? Don't love Debo. I like C-Watt, but I don't love him. Keenan, I don't really like too many people after that. This is probably a good time to get my first running back, unless we want to get freaky here. Do you want to try something out? Should I get freaky here and just go the fucking with Hockenson, elite tight end, and fade running back until later on? Is that what we should do here? Really don't like Najee. I talk a lot of shit about him this week, but fuck it. We'll take him. Najee should get a lot of touches, but I think people are overplaying the whole, like, the foot injury was the reason he wasn't good last year. I got some good numbers coming your way on Friday as it pertains to Najee Harris that I think will scare a lot of people off. But I guess at 4-1, I'm not, you know, totally – he's not off my board completely at the 4-1. If I got to grab him at, like, the 3-1, then it's a problem. Stole the board back up. 16-team non-PPR QQB, not tight end premium, likely contender dynasty. Which side wins, Garrett Wilson and Swift or the 101? Ooh. Sheesh. I feel like it's kind of a fair trade. I think I might lean with Bijan Robinson. I think the risk, like, I would take Bijan over Garrett Wilson just straight up. It's not that far off, I guess, but the risk of Swift just kind of like bottoming out soon is probably kind of high. It's definitely a fair trade. I guess if you're competing this year, I don't hate Wilson. You're saying non-PPR, so it's just standard. If it's just standard scoring, then Wilson and Swift both take like a major, major hit. And then Bijan is much more valuable to you. Why is Chris Olave go so fucking high? Because he's probably going to take over as a clear alpha, and Derek Carr is better than Andy Dalton. Again, I think he's going a little bit too high as well, but I understand the upside. You basically got to pay for whatever what people's upsides are nowadays. Do you like fried calamari? Who the fuck doesn't like fried calamari? Aaron Jones went before Bruce. Who's Bruce? Who is Bruce? Am I an idiot? Who's Bruce? Jimmy G gets cut. How far down does... Why would Jimmy... Jimmy G's not getting cut, is he? Who said he's getting cut? All right, we're seeing a run of QBs go off the board now. So we had second round Patrick Mahomes. We had third round Allen and Jalen Hurts. We had fourth round Burrow, Fields, and Lamar Jackson. Hopefully, I think I should be able to get one of my quarterbacks at the turn over here. There he goes. B-Dog takes Dalvin Cook. Now, you may or may not have heard, I'm out here breaking Dalvin Cook. We're probably, you guys are going to see my Twitter account right now. I'm going to have 500 notifications. Here we go. What the fuck is that? So we broke some news today. Some more news. I already broke this for you guys like 2 weeks ago, but no one fucking believed me, so we had to double back down on it. I got new information today. Minnesota's still trying to trade him, but he's basically been talking to the Jets and Buffalo, as I've already said, and they have a deal in place. It's about as done of a deal as anything. Done like dinner. Done like salmon after 12 minutes of 450. Done like a fucking lawn chair under Eddie Lacy. That part, these parts I made up, but everything else is real. There's a lot of heat in the quote tweets right now. A lot of heat. A lot of people I'm going to be able to fucking dunk on when he signs with the Jets. A lot of people. Anyways. If he were to go to the Jets, if he were to land in New York, basically the way I look at it is like everyone's like, oh, their backfield is stacked. It's like, fam, because they have Michael Carter and fucking Zonovan Knight, they're not a stacked backfield. Like, relax. You have Breece Hall, who's obviously the GOAT, but he's coming back from an ACL tear. Ah! Really wanted Kenneth Walker there. We can go with wide receivers here. What tight ends we got? George Kittle at the 5'11" is not terrible. All right, so we can grab Trevor Lawrence here and stack him with Ridley, or we could probably wait till the next turn and grab Tua, which I think I'm going to do because I think I'd rather take... I like Godwin, man. I really like Godwin. I think people are just straight up sleeping on Godwin. Baker Mayfield's turned his slot wide receivers into some productive fantasy assets. And I feel like Godwin is kind of in line to be that guy. He's in line to be the Jarvis Landry. Now we have Miles Sanders, who's projected to be the workhorse in Carolina. I don't know if I love that. Damian Pierce, I'm a big fan of. So I'm going to take him as my RB2. But I do like Madison as well here because Dalvin Cook's gone. And then Cam Akers, I also fucking love. But I don't have a lot of Damian Pierce. Either way, I would have been happy with Damian Pierce, Cam Akers, or Madison here at this turn. Even like David Montgomery, too. Treylon Burks or Jahan Dotson? I think I'm going to lean Treylon Burks. I like Jahan Dotson a lot, but I think straight up, like, Burks might end up having 50 more targets than Jahan Dotson this year, just like straight up raw. Even if I get, like, I think Dotson might be better as a receiver, but I don't think that's going to necessarily matter for fantasy this year. So I would take Burks over Dotson. I don't see a world, like, when you look at their depth chart, it's bad. It is bad. I just don't see a world where Burks doesn't have 140 targets. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. How do you feel about taking both New Orleans running backs? Well, the problem is, I don't even know what you mean by both. Are you talking about Jamal Williams and Alvin Kamara? Or what about Kendre Miller? So I would say no. I think we need more. I think I need more clarity on that backfield situation before I feel good about taking anyone there. If you have enough top talent at wide receiver and running back, can you get by with mediocre quarterback in a two quarterback league, mediocre quarterback beating Danny Dimes and Rose? Yeah, absolutely. I've won dynasty leagues before with the Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryans, Russell Wilson types as my fantasy quarterbacks for sure. James Cook, Treylon Burks, Rashad White for a keeper at round 11. Definitely not James Cook. Treylon Burks and Rashad White are kind of like a toss-up to me. I guess it depends on league settings, PPR, full PPR. Depends on whether or not you'd rather have a running back or a wide receiver. Do you start three wide receivers, etc.? What's the earliest you take Kamara? Or are you fading him entirely? I mean, he's not really a part of my draft plan right now. I guess, like, if you're talking about the earliest I would take him, I'd start looking at him, like, at my next pick where the 7-12-8-1 is. I probably don't want to take him there, though. I'm probably more so looking at him at the back end of the 8th, 9th round for right now. I'm okay missing out on, like, the, I don't know, where there's smoke, there's fire, and I just feel like that hasn't been a good situation there in New Orleans with Kamara right now. So I'm okay if I miss out and they say he's, like, going to be playing the whole year or whatever. Lort, fade, the Pierce hype, titty committee all the way in Houston. I don't even know what fucking language that was. Nah, Pierce is a fucking dog. Drake London or Michael Pittman? I've got London ranked a little bit higher. Who do you draft between Devontae Smith and Olave? I'd split the difference between the two, but I think I'd probably take Devontae just straight up right now. I'm 160 drafts and 3K deep in Underdog this far. Dude, honestly, like, Underdog is one of the most addicting platforms I have ever used. It's one of the most addicting just, like, products and services I have ever used. It's just like when I'm bored, I just start a new fucking draft. It is literally the best place to draft from. You just get, and you start to get muscle memory with these picks and shit too. It's kind of amazing. Like, you know, when you get onto the clock at, like, the 4-4 and you look at the list of players that are there, you're like, this guy's not supposed to be here. Boom, value pick. You know what I mean? It's beautiful. So again, if you're not on the app, it's the first link down below. It'll take you straight to the App Store, whether it's iOS, Google. Download it. First time depositing 10 or more bucks. Use promo code BDG. They'll hit you with a 100% deposit match. Yeah, yeah. All right, we're almost back on the clock here. Let's see what we're looking at. Did you fucks take Tua? No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Oh, I would have really liked Goddard there. Damn, I actually feel like there's a kind of a big tier break here where after Goddard, I don't really trust the rest of these tight ends very much. I don't have a lot of Brandon Cooks. I do really like Rashad Bateman. Do we love these running backs? Not necessarily. I think I'm just not going to chance it and probably take Tua here as one of my picks because I do want to stack Tua with Jaylen Waddle. I've had so much exposure to that stack this year. That'll probably be the highest percentage owned stack I have this year is Tua and Waddle, I think. Now we're looking at receivers. I do think the Dallas offense, like, their passing volume is going to go down a little bit, but they need something behind CeeDee Lamb there, and Cooks feels like he's going to fill that role, although both of these guys are in situations where I don't know what the passing volume is going to be, and I don't know. I don't know who's going to be like the 1-2-3 there. So we'll grab Cooks for right now because I don't have a strong take on who's better. But he's my wide receiver 5. So we've got 5 wide receivers already. We don't have a tight end. Right now we got Tua, Najee, Damian Pierce, Garrett Wilson, Jalen Waddle, Calvin Ridley, Chris Godwin, Brandon Cooks. Are there any middle round tight ends that you feel are undervalued and have high upside? I love Goddard. I feel like he's just proven to us that he's a fucking great fantasy tight end. Anytime he gets a chance and he stays healthy, he's awesome. Yours titty or committee list from 2. Yeah, that's super fair. I just think the rest of the sentence you said didn't make sense to me. What happens when the road to Atlanta runs through the Super Bowl? When that happens, there's a parade in my city, yeah. What's the earliest you would take Madison? Probably 5th round. It's so good. I am in deep over the last 3 to 4 years. Yeah, it's out of control. The UI on this site is crazy. Who's your dark horse team this year? Falcons. Super Bowl fucking 50 fucking 3 runs through Atlanta. Does Chig feel like a trap tight end to you too? Let me see. Let's put the board back up. Ooh, I was thinking about taking James Conner there. Does Chig feel like a trap tight end to you too? Worried that the big plays aren't sustainable? Yeah, I am a little bit worried about Chiggy as like an upside guy, but you don't really have to pay a heavy price. I'm not going to be drafting him ahead of dudes that I know are like, you know, the David Njoku's, the Pat Freiermuths, the Cole Kmets that I know are staples of their offense. But, you know, if I get late enough into drafts, I'm all right with it. Chances JSN takes over Lockett by week 6. Small. JSN and Lockett, I think, are different players. Like, Lockett's a separator downfield. I don't see, like, JSN just taking over Tyler Lockett. I would just see the offense moving towards more of a 3 wide receiver set kind of thing. If A-Rich and Dak are there, can you still justify the stack? I have Tua ranked straight up over Dak. And, like, I don't know. If you want to get cute with A-Rich, sure. I have a hard time believing he's going to be, like, he's already ranked as a fucking, like, the QB9. It's just crazy to me. I'm not in on him at that price at all. Waller and Ingram are absolutely in the 3rd tier with Goddard, Hawk, and Pitts. That's not true. Hawk is way above them. I don't think you guys realize how fucking good TJ Hockenson was in Minnesota last year. He was on pace to have about the same amount of targets as Kelsey and as Kittle and as Mark Andrews. Hockenson was eating in Minnesota last year. He's far above those guys. But I think Waller, I'm good on Waller. There's no way I'm paying Goddard prices for Waller. Waller hasn't been good. Like, we're chasing what Waller was 3-4 years ago. I get it. He's the only one in New York, but like, anytime a guy hasn't been good on a football field for like 3 years, I'm hesitant to draft him. Would you trade the rookie 101 for the 103 in Kyler? 10-team Superflex. My quarterbacks are Geno and Tannehill. Yeah, I think that's probably where the difference comes in for me. I think that's perfectly fine. I would take the Kyler 103 side. And I'm not like someone who is long for Kyler in Arizona or even just like super excited about Kyler in general, like the future of his career. I don't really know what it's going to be, but that if he does come back in any sort of way close to what he was, like, you got an absolute steal in that fucking trade. What about rookie tight ends? Thoughts on who you'll think will get the most volume right out of the gate? I actually think like almost all the rookie tight ends ended up in pretty awesome spots. Laporta in Detroit is awesome. Dalton Kincaid's going to be a fucking stud in Buffalo. Green Bay, it's a little bit more of a toss-up. Kind of hard to tell what they're going to do between Musgrave and Kraft. I feel like I actually like Kraft more than I like Musgrave. All right, see, like, we are at the 9-12, 10-1. We don't have a tight end yet. Dalton Kincaid sitting there looking fucking luscious. We don't need a second quarterback right now. We could take Aaron Rodgers, though, and stack him with Garrett Wilson. We ain't going to do that, though. You asked me when's the earliest I would take Kamara. Well, I'm looking at him, and I'll take him here at the 9-12, 10-1 turn. And then we don't necessarily need another wide receiver, but we do need a tight end. And sure. Fucking sue me. It's risky to take a rookie tight end right now, but here's my thought on it. Dalton Kincaid is just different. He is just different, okay? Dalton Kincaid just moves different. Anyone who disagrees just actually hasn't watched full game film on this guy. I think he's going to be a playmaker off the rip. One of the very few rookie tight ends that really is a difference maker. So I'm okay with Dalton Kincaid here. The other thing with this is it's best ball. So it's starting the best player each week. Basically, you just need to make sure that one of your tight ends scores a touchdown and they're going to finish inside the top 12 pretty much at the position. But I think Michael Mayer in Vegas, like so many tight ends could have an impact right away. It's one of the few years I'm like, okay, you know what? I might just take three rookie tight ends in best ball that you can get in the, you know, fucking 10th, 17th, 18th rounds.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Philly, what up? You didn't ask anything, brother. You don't got to tell me twice. What we got here? Calvin Ridley a breakout candidate? Yes. I mean, he's already broken out. We already know he's fucking awesome. He's going to reintroduce himself to the world. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Cal. What's your expectation on tight end Pitts this year? I think he'll end up being like somewhere in between both of those. Both of his first 2 years, I think he'll probably end up with about 800 receiving yards, which is not bad. I think you'll get about what you pay for him. You know, tight end 6-7 prices. I think that's probably where he'll finish. I could see 65, 800, and 5 touchdowns. If I trade Ramondre for Dalvin Cook, why would you do that? What pick should I add with Cook? Late first and non-superflex, or is that too much? If this is not. I probably just wouldn't do that trade. I don't think Cook is a trade for target right now. But yeah, if you're doing that, then I would definitely be throwing in a late first. Kincaid over Mayer and Dynasty, yes. They said that about Pitts as well. Said what? Sorry, the comments come in like 48 minutes after I talk, so I don't remember what I said half the time. Taking Kincaid means taking three tight ends. Yeah, that's fine with me. There's been a lot of research and a lot of like theory and game stacks and stuff like that. That dudes like Hayden, who works at Underdog, Hayden Winks, have come out and like posted about and. Three tight end builds have been really, really successful in best ball manias and just in general Underdog. So I'm fine going three tight ends. Usually means I'm going with two quarterbacks. So I'm usually looking to grab like a second strong quarterback to make sure that I can go with three tight ends, but I'm fine with three tight ends. Been trying so hard the last 15 drafts to land both Mahomes, Kelsey, and Lamar Andrews tax. Best I've done is 3 out of 4. Yeah, you can go like Lamar Andrews because they're third, fourth round picks-ish. Mahomes, Kelsey is really tough. Like you pretty much have to be at the first turn and grab. You either like Kelsey has to – actually, I guess if you're at like the once, you got to get a little bit lucky in the first round to where Kelsey drops like the 6th, 7th, or 8th pick, and then you can grab Mahomes on the turn. Usually you can get Mahomes at like the 2-3, 2-4, 2-5. Who would you say were the league winners last season? Good question. Hold on. I think a lot of them were the one quarterbacks. Like if you had Jalen Hurts, weird, but not typically the case, but like Jalen Hurts, those types of guys absolutely helped win leagues last year because their rushing upside was so good. Eckler for sure was awesome. Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard down the stretch for sure. Justin Jefferson, of course. I don't remember exactly like, you know, playoff performances and stuff like that down to the wire. Those guys were awesome, obviously. Not fucking breaking news to anybody. All right. We are bite almost. Glad I got my wide receivers. I like a lot of these backup running backs, man. I like a lot of these backup running backs. If I hadn't taken Damian Pierce, I would like Devin Singletary a lot here. Kendre Miller is super interesting. Jaylen Warren I really like as a compliment to Najee Harris. Roshan could be the guy there in Chicago by end of year. I think Tank Bigby's going to take a whole lot of fucking work. I actually think I'm gonna shore up the ends of my team here. I'm going to grab Daniel Jones. I have very little exposure to him, but he'll be really good for fantasy because he'll have – or really good for best ball because he'll have really nice spike weeks based on his rushing opportunity. And I just don't understand why Juwan Johnson continues to go super low. I feel like he's going to be an absolute fucking stud in New Orleans this year. They, like, really need pass catchers there. I know Michael Thomas is, like, supposed to be back, but he ain't fucking going to do a thing this year. Olave's a beast, but they need – like, Juwan Johnson is the very clear number one target down there in the red zone. And I think he takes even – a bigger leap than he did last year and becomes more of a part of this offense. I'm really bullish on Juwan Johnson. So I feel comfortable with just Tua and Daniel Jones rolling those two guys out as my starting quarterbacks and then probably grabbing a later round tight end to shore up that. But for right now, the rest of my team can just be stack of running backs and wide receivers. Do you think David Montgomery will snipe all the goal line work for Jahmyr Gibbs like Jamal Williams got all the goal line work last year? Yes, I think that's going to be a massive problem for Jahmyr Gibbs. I think David Montgomery is still pretty fucking good, and I think he's going to get a ton of work in Detroit there. I have Mahomes Kelce in this draft. Where'd you get him at? Okay, so you got Kelce at the 1-4. Yeah, Mahomes down at the 2-9. Interesting. All right, so there you have it. There you have it. Ah, good call. Jerick McKinnon was absolutely a league winner. He was awesome down the stretch. If you drafted Lamar Andrew Stacks, would you target one of OBJ Bateman Flowers down the board? I don't hate it. I'm definitely not taking OBJ. I guess Flowers is okay. Anytime I've gotten Lamar, I've been targeting Bateman. You basically have to choose between Bateman and Flowers. They both end up going off of the board in like the 8th, 9th round. So you got to choose between one of the two, and I've been taking Bateman pretty much every time. Them two were like magic together before Bateman got hurt last year. Kendre Miller, a dog. He got to be the RB1 by week 8+. I think Kendre Miller is like one of my favorite picks in tournaments, where like you need to have kind of like a unique roster or the guys who break out over the second half of the year to like really make a push during the playoffs. I could see Kendre Miller doing that. I could almost see Kendre Miller being like what Alvin Kamara was his rookie year, where he went crazy over the second half of the year, you know? Cousins not ranked higher strictly because he doesn't run. He finished 4th in passing and 5th in touch. Yeah, I mean, people, you know, he's just not exciting. I don't think that's any change. He's been pretty much ranked like the QB 12 to 14 every single year of his career. But I agree. I think this year he's set up to have massive passing numbers. No more Dalvin Cook, Addison, Hawkinson, Jefferson. Like, their pass attempts are going to go crazy. I'm definitely in on Kirk. Shahid, league winner this year. Bull, why you got to make him a league winner? Why can't you just be like Shahid, you know, fucking top 25 wide receiver? Why you got to be a league winner? Because you know that shit ain't happening. Am I crazy for thinking Jordan Addison might be a top 20 wide receiver this year? No, I don't think so. I think he goes right into like a 100 target role, and he's definitely talented enough to make it happen. OBJ cheapest. Yeah. And the same reason he was the fucking cheapest last year, because he's cooked, dude. Nick, please tell Tony to work on his trades. I was getting shafted on any offer he sends me. Tony, make better trade offers. I don't know. It's just what Ryan is telling me. Ryan, he said if you just accept them, they won't be considered bad anymore. I won the puppy one last year. Oh, shit. You won the puppy last year? How much? What'd you bring home? What's the puppy prize? Like 50K? 75K? Two a time? Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. He's getting beefy. I'm going to make a video called the All Beef Team. All Beef Team. Dudes who definitely walk around just flexing their traps and yelling, yeah, everywhere. You know what's kind of funny? I've been yelling, yeah, for like years, you know? I never really did it in my videos, but I've been doing it in my real life for a long time. Probably like 3-4 years-ish, maybe more than that. I don't know. Over that time, I've dated like multiple girls, and they fall on one side of the spectrum or the other, right? Like there's no indifference towards the air. They either like love it and adopt it into their vocabulary, or they're embarrassed of me doing it. And it's great, because the more embarrassed they are of it, the more I do it and do it loudly and do it in public places, you know? I'm not sure why I just fucking said that to you guys, but I just love saying it, you know? It's my truth. 75K. Fucking congrats, dude. That's awesome. Nice, Nick. Did you max? No, absolutely not. I'm not like a tournament bro. I don't do that shit. I don't like max tournaments on Underdog ever. I do about 8,000 of these $3 drafts, which is why you guys can for sure get in them with me, because I do so many of them, and all you got to do is be in the Discord. Okay? Just be in the Discord. It's free to join. Link down below. We're on the clock. Get off my screen. Oh boy. We don't need a quarterback because we're going to run with two of them. We do need a third tight end, but we're going to chill with that for now. Should we go with another wide receiver? Should we go with a running bike? Love Tyquan. Don't say I haven't been saying nothing about him for a long time. Ah, damn. I really want Devin Singletary here, but we already have Damian Pierce, so I don't want to double up on that backfield. I'm going to take Jeff Wilson. You know, I've talked about this quite a bit about Jeff Wilson and why I'm excited about him. I just think if you are looking at the makeup of that backfield, like Devon Achane and Raheem Mostert are not getting the goal line carries. There's only going to be one guy that gets goal line carries there, and it's Jeff Wilson. He's the only one built to withstand any sort of heat on the goal line. So even if he's not getting, you know, the 15 touches a game he was last year, I think he's going to be super heavily utilized on the goal line, and that should be a fruitful opportunity there in Miami. So I'm in on Jeff Wilson, absolutely. And then Tyquan, I absolutely love him too. I think he's just a guy who's super explosive. I need a Daphne appearance. Yeah, true that. Fucking, where's Daphne? She's coming to the office tomorrow, I think. Nick, are you hitting another draft after this? Probably not. I might do like a slow draft or something and throw the link into the Discord, but I'm not going to be doing another draft like streaming or fast draft right now, because I got a few other videos that I got to film for the rest of the week. Going on vacation next week. Going to Florida for like 3 days to visit my grandparents, and then I'm going out to Denver for 4 days to visit my sister. You know what's crazy? I didn't plan it this way and had always been going to Denver during this week. But the one home game that the Nuggets are playing in the NBA Finals while I'm there would be Game 7 if they force it. If they force Game 7 and I'm in Denver for it, and I'm in fucking Denver for it, you think I'm not going to that game? You think I'm not going to that game? I'll fucking be there. You know what would help me? You know what would help me get to that game? If you guys signed up on Underdog. This is how we pay the bills. We get you guys to sign up and play with us on Underdog by using our promo code BDGE. Okay? Not only are you getting 100% deposit match, but you're sending me to Denver. The Denver Game 7 game. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Denver probably ends up still just winning in 5, but it is what a deal. Or heard crazy stat from Crane about rookie tight ends. Basically, don't even bother. It doesn't sound like a stat, but yeah, I get it. I mean, listen, I get it for sure. It makes sense. But I have a huge brain, so what I say goes. Well, I love Nikki E. Fantasy Flock. Some great underdog content for underdog drafts as well, as he was very successful in tourneys last year. Yeah, he's a big tourney guy. He makes great content. I'm not here to shit on him. He's a good content guy. Yeah. What up, Al? Bro, if we got enough signups, yeah, you can get me on the floor. Get me on the fucking floor. I'll fight Jokic's brothers. You think I won't? They'll see these traps and run out the stadium quick. Where are we at? Rashid Shaheed. I like that. I like Rashid Shaheed. Let me go through. How many more picks do we got till I'm up? All right, we got. All right, after I make these two picks, I'm going to look back at the first 15 rounds, as I promised in the title, and pick out quickly, rapid fire, my favorite value picks in each of the first 15 rounds. Thank you. We need more people to have my bike like this. The Nikki brothers. Nikki Leaks, baby. I cannot wait for Dalvin to go to the Jets. Twitter's going to explode. They don't want to see me cook. Are we almost up? No, we're not. Let's go. People are going nuts. All right, let's see. Are we doing a third tight end? Do we like anyone here? Trey McBride, second year. Isaiah Likely, I feel like, could possibly be a tournament winner too. All right, wide receivers. Is there anyone we like? I've taken a lot of Chase Claypool. I've actually weirdly taken a decent amount of Robert Woods. Patrick, I don't hate Josh Palmer. Terrace Marshall is another dude where I'm not actually sure why he's going this late. And I've been on Michael Wilson. So don't fucking let these hype rumors and reports smack you in the face like it's the first time you heard of them. All right. I've done been talked about these dudes. Michael Wilson is the only big wide receiver out in Arizona. It's Hollywood. It's Greg Dortch. It's Rondell Moore. Those three combined to weigh the same amount as Michael Wilson. Michael Wilson is a clean route runner. He's going to operate as the X. I'm telling you. And Terrace Marshall, I kind of fuck with too. Like, why is Terrace Marshall, I feel like he was a little bit nice last year. Like, he was almost kind of the one there for a time. So I'm taking Terrace with DJ Moore out of town. I actually love those back-to-back picks for me. So we got 8 wide receivers. We're definitely going to have to hit running back and tight end in the next round. Hit 5 running backs and 3 tight ends, and we'll be fucking crispy. Yeah, Wilson is good. Yeah, That's what I'll say. Wilson has had quite a history of not being able to stay healthy. But third-round pick, right? He's, like, completely underrated. And it's not like you're spending any fucking actual capital on the dude. All right, let's look to the board. Let's get our favorite value picks. We're just going to go rapid fire round by round. Round 1, Cooper Kupp at 7. Round 2, Man, Tony Pollard and Derrick Henry at 210, 211. Probably more so Pollard at 210. Round three, Ramondre at 3-9. Round four, I think for me, I think it's going to be Justin Fields at 4-7. I think we're just underrating, like, Justin Fields was fucking revolutionary last year on the ground. He was just winning fantasy weeks by himself, and now they added offensive line help. They've added weapons in the passing game. They've added help in the backfield. Obviously, they lost DeMont, but, like, I feel like Justin Fields is, how is he going here? It doesn't make too much sense to me. He should be going where, like, Jalen Hurts is going, in my opinion. Round five, really like J.K. Dobbins at 5-2. I like the running backs in this round a lot in terms of value. Joe Mixon at 5-5 and Kenneth Walker at 5-11. Round six, fan of Akers. I'm a fan of Madison, and I'm a fan of Lockett for my favorite value picks there. Round seven, let's see. David Montgomery at the 7-11. Round eight, I think James Conner at the 8-6, pretty good value. Yeah, that's probably my favorite pick there. Also, round seven, I really like Dallas Goedert and Kyle Pitts, for the record. Round nine, let's see. I like Jerick McKinnon at 9-2. I like David Njoku at 9-8. And I like my pick of Alvin Kamara at 9-12. If I do say so myself. If I do say so myself. 10th round, I like Samaje Perine and I like Devon Achane. Round 11. Rashad Penny around 11 is pretty sexy. Michael, actually, this whole round is kind of nice. Penny, Gallup, Zay Jones, Jamal Willie, Elijah Mitchell even, Sky Moore. This whole round, I don't think anyone missed in this entire round except me. With Daniel Jones at 11-12. Round 12, I like Laporta. I like Tank Bigsby. I like Kendre Miller a lot. I like Roshan. Round 13. I like Isaiah Hodgins. I like Jaylen Warren, and I like Jeff Wilstein. Round 14. Tyquan the GOAT, Devin Singletary. That's about it. I don't know what to do with Taysom Hill. I don't know what to make of Taysom Hill. Round 15. I do like Rashid Shaheed. I do like Jaden Reed. I do like Josh Downs. I guess Kyler Murray at the 15. If he can get back, if he can give you like eight games over the second half of the year at like 90% strength, that's probably ends up being a pretty decent pick. 16, I like Chase Claypool. I kind of like Woods. I like Deonta Foreman just because I think he's good at football. And to get like a player that's good at football in the 16th round, I feel like it's more than you could ask for. Like KJ Osborne, not that great. Kenneth Gainwell's whatever. Chuba Hubbard's not good at football. Mike Gesicki, not good at football. Robert Woods, so old. So, I don't know. I could see Devonta Foreman just having a year for no fucking reason, just to piss me off. I'm curious about this, too. Will Shefty give me credit when Cook goes to the Jets? No, he definitely won't. But I think there will be enough, like, retweets and pushes on social that we'll get something going there. Just joining. Love the content. You've seen these Dalvin Cook rumors. Looks like Dolphins or Jets. I'm sure it's been mentioned already. Yeah, I'm the fucking one that broke the Jets rumors. Literally, the Jets news came from my face hole. People don't believe me. I don't know why. It's not like I ever joke around. I don't make jokes. I don't fuck around here. We only tell truths. Yes, I have a source that says it's locked in. D. Cook to the Jets. Still waiting on Minnesota to cut him, though. All right, we're getting to our last picks. We got to grab a running back and a tight end. Who do we like here? Evans is not my least favorite pick because he's probably the two behind Cam Akers. Kind of like Dwayne McBride, too, there as like a late-round guy. Tight end, I'm definitely taking Likely over anyone else left on the board. Yeah, let's go Likely first. And then, all right, Dwayne McBride, big dude. Really good, talented runner. Dude that makes a lot of guys miss. Absolute zero in the passing game, which is obviously his biggest strength and why he went late day three, round seven. But he's a very good runner. He's a good, I'm going to take Dwayne McBride. Fuck it. Let's ball. And that is my team. So on the right side, we got Wilson, Waddle, Ridley, Najee, Chris Godwin, Damian Pierce, Tua, Cooks, Kamara, Kincaid, Daniel Jones, Juwan Johnstein, Jeff Wilstein, Tyquan Thorntonstein, Michael Wilstein, Terrace Marshallstein, Isaiah Likestein, and Dwayne McBridestein. Yeah, yeah. All right, y'all. Looks like a lot of you guys want to get in a puppy together, do a puppy. I got a few more videos to film this week because, again, I'm going on vacation next week, so I got to get ahead of all the video stuff. If anyone's hopping a puppy with me, I'm hopping one right now. Yeah, it sounds like if you guys go hopping a puppy right now, you'll be able to fill it in about 5 seconds. But I'll leave you with that. Thank you guys for hanging out during the live stream. We do 3 of these a week, so make sure you got notifications on. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hop in the Discord because that is where we post the links to join the drafts with us. Okay. And in order to get in the drafts, obviously you got to be on Underdog. So go download the Underdog app. First link down below. Use promo code BDGE when you deposit $10 and they will hit you with a 100% deposit match. Therefore, you could join 6 different drafts with us. All right. I'll see y'all in the Discord. Thank you for hanging out. Love you. Dalvin Cook to the Jets. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.